say, test, check one, two. It's working, all right.
Just pause it.
I'm gonna pause it.
2015, thereafter, we'll recall. Anyway, history of this and that, that with the CAFRA and everything, so there was an extension that we granted on June 23rd, 2006. And it was actually May 23rd, but then it was published thereafter. So that is expiring. Our ordinance, because this is a site plan, technically you don't always need to get an extension on a site plan, but the statute allows that municipalities to put a time limit on site plans if there's a variance involved. And if you recall, on their first go-around of this, had no variances, but the second go-around, because CAFRA made them make the marina at least partially public, I ruled that it was, and you ruled, I suggested and you agreed that that made it a use variance because there were two principal uses on the property. So it was the same site plan with a use variance. Our ordinance says that if a site plan was granted with variances, that has a time limit of 2 years, which is why we're here. But they've been moving forward, as I think we all know, with the CAFRA has been holding them up a little bit. That's all in order and they're ready to go.
Right, I appreciate that, Mr. Higgins. Yes, the CAFRA permit was issued back in 2012, but that's been extended. CAFRA permit is valid. As Ms. Higgins indicated, we had some adventures with this. After it was approved for the second time in 2015, there was a litigation objectors filed a lawsuit that further held up the development process. And then there were some issues, as we said, with CAFRA in terms of the marina. Anyway, that's why the project wasn't built out as soon as it might have been. But everything is ready to go now. Actually, within, I believe, 30 days or so, it'll have at least what would be defined as substantial construction. And then all these time limits go out the window. Once you have substantial construction, you don't have to worry about extending things anymore. So anyway, that's why we're here. Because we did get the extension for 1 year, which I would assume encompassed everything, the site plan and the variance, really, because it was an extension of the approval. But in any event, that expired on June 23rd, essentially, that was the night of the meeting, in 17. So we're just asking for the extension that everything's still all right, so we can start driving our pilings tomorrow. Pretty much.
Because the building department can't give them their building permits.
No, I understand that, but on here it says a request for a 1 year extension. You said it's 2 year extensions?
No. The extension is 1 year.
Okay.
Right. Initial approval is valid for 2 years under our ordinance if it comes with a variance.
Right. And then we got 1 year extension, which expired this June.
Yeah.
So we just need to carry it into.
Did the base flood elevation evolve or change after the?
Yes, actually, when we came back from the original approval on this, which needed no variances, was back in 2011, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, because of issues with CAFRA on the marina, we had to come back to the board with an amended application because CAFRA at that point was actually saying we had to almost double the size of the marina as a condition. We came back for that, and I won't go into the whole history, but there was a denial by the board. And then we commenced some litigation, but in the meantime, we worked on CAFRA, and ultimately, after an extended period, CAFRA withdrew that requirement.
Right.
And therefore, we then came back in 15 to say, okay, now we had Sandy,
yeah.
We had the new base flood elevation, so we said we're going to make a minor change to the plan because we can put garages underneath now,
yeah, exactly.
Because we could raise the building up to meet the new base flood elevations. So that was essentially what would happen in 15. The marina was saying exactly as it was, but when it was initially approved, one of the conditions was it would only be used by the residents. But CAFRA said you can't do that. You can only reserve, if you will, 25% of the slips in the marina. It's not that eventually they couldn't all be owned or rented, however the association was going to do it by the unit owners, but you could only reserve 25%. You had to give the public at least the opportunity to rent or purchase the other ones. And that's what Ms. Sagan said. Therefore, because we changed from only the use to those being used only by the condominium owners, and it could be open to the public. They said when you came back, well, that's essentially marina use and the other use. So that's where that variance issue came about.
Understood.
Thank you. So that was that.
Now you were stating you're ready for construction. Do you have municipal permits?
Yes.
They can't. Oh, yeah. They have those, but he can't get his building permits because the building department looked and said, wait a minute, you've expired. Not Mr. Hirsch, but his applicant.
The builder's here. They actually had the permits done,
right.
Ready to hand them, but then in going through it, they first thought the CAFRA permit They wanted evidence that that hadn't expired, and we gave that to them. We have a letter, of course, from CAPRA. And then we got in the issue of the extension, and I said, well, you don't need it for the site plan. And then the issue came up, which, quite frankly, no one was really thinking about, that, well, there's an ordinance provision, not in the statute, but in the ordinance, that says you, that does have a sunset, you know, and you have to get an extension on that also. So.
Dave Voters looked at the CAPRA and said everything was in order with that, and everything was good.
Any discussion from the board? Is there anyone in the public that wishes to be heard on this application? There's no one in the public. Any discussion or a motion?
I'll make a motion to extend it for 1 year.
Yeah, I'll second it.
We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Councilman Lightstein?
I'm not eligible because it's a use variance, but if I could vote, I would vote yes.
You're not allowed to say that.
I can't vote because it's a use variance.
I know.
Okay.
But I would vote yes if I could.
That's an extension.
I don't think, Carrie.
Okay, now we cannot.
No, cannot.
Extension of.
We appreciate the moral support.
You're welcome.
I wasn't sure what the answer was.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. McGinley?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
And Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Thank you. Voila. This is the last time you'll see me on this case, anyway. I'd like to thank Ms. Mitchell and welcome her. Thanks for your help. She's very accommodating. She's been doing a great job since she's been here. Very pleasant to deal with. And thank you all again. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Feel good, Tom. Up to Maurice Leftward, 460 Ocean Avenue, Lot 30, Lot 18. You're up.
Before we start, Mr. Chairman, I've looked at the jurisdictional packet and the notices, all in good order. I've marked the jurisdictional packet as A1. I've marked as A2 the architectural plans prepared by Anthony Honduras, dated 9/4/18.
Hi, I'm Faith Leftward.
Okay, so Faith, you're going to testify, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So you want to raise your right hand, place your left hand on that Bible there. You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
And would you just again state your name for the record?
Faith Leftward.
Okay. And just because I know he's going to chime in before it's time, Anthony.
Yes.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Could you just state your name again?
Yep. Anthony Honduras.
Okay, great. Because the board's going to ask questions before.
Of course.
And what are you?
Yes, you want to put your licensed architect in State
New
Jersey?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm a licensed architect in State of New Jersey since 1996.
You've appeared before this board
many.
Numerous occasions.
Yes.
Too many.
Thank you.
Too many.
And he's in a suit.
No tie.
What are you besides dressed up?
Right. Okay.
Okay. So my husband Maurice and I are here tonight because we'd like to get a variance to add 28 inches to the front of our house. On November 9th, 2016, you approved a plan for us to extend our house forward 18 feet, 2.5 inches. And this summer, we got all required building permits, and construction was slated to start the week after Labor Day. And in August, while I was looking at the plans to consider the front door that I was going to buy, I noticed an issue with the plan relating to door swings, specifically the front door, when it was open, was blocking the door to the office, which is the front room on the main level of our house. So we immediately called Tony. We met with him and we spent a lot of time going through all different scenarios to see what would work and how we could fix this. And it was clear to him that the best way to fix it would be to move the house forward 28 inches.
You're not moving the house forward, you're adding.
We're adding to the plans that have already been approved an additional 28
yes.
inches.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't clear.
Right, you're not moving the house forward, right. You're adding some 28 inches to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And that's so that the door has the proper swing
Right, so that when I have the front door open, because I like having the door open to look at the view and to get the light, it's not blocking the doorway.
How far will you be set back now from the front? What will your front yard setback be?
95.1 feet.
And what was it, Tom?
It was around...
Sorry.
Well, it was approximately 93 feet, so we're adding about 28 inches to it. I'm sorry, it was 97.
And is that the only change?
Yeah, basically...
The width is staying the same?
Yeah, this is a diagram that will help you. It's basically, we're pushing toward this part here, and then the elevator slides forward. So we're maintaining the same setbacks that we were approved for, we're basically just extending them. And we're well beyond, behind the front setback.
But you're not going any wider?
No.
Only forward?
No.
Correct, so...
So what's it, can we just shame you out of coming here?
You're changing the setback a little bit.
You're just extending it.
Well, yeah, we're continuing a non-conforming setback on this side. And we're continuing a setback that we got approved for, or shifting it forward, basically, so...
By 28 inches?
Yeah, we're not making it any wider than it was.
And the elevator jut-out thing?
Yeah, it's a shame you had to come here, but that's the rules.
You're not adding 28 inches to that, that one you are actually moving forward.
That's sliding forward, yes.
Right, so they're not even adding 28 inches on that side. It's just on the top side that they're adding an additional 28 inches. So they had a side yard setback, 10 feet is required, 5 feet was proposed, and now...
On the side, yes.
On that side because of the jut-out.
Staying the same.
Right, and on the other side, Tony?
It's 9.9.
It's 9.9.
9.9 or 9.8, so...
Right, 9.9. So it'll still be 9.9, but it'll be an extra 28 inches of 9.9 from the side. And obviously, there's a combined side setback also that's...
Okay, yeah, the combined is also, we're extending that as well.
And on the other side, that, it was a piano room jut-out, wasn't it, or was it an elevator room?
Piano, yeah, the piano room.
Okay.
Yeah, that wall stayed, that corner remained where it was approved. So this more inner wall did pick up an extension of about 2 feet. Because the elevators pulled it forward.
And you did say it's 90, how many feet?
97. Yeah, it's 90, according to this, it's 95.1 from the front setback.
It's on the plot.
The required front setback is 25, so we're well...
It's a really deep lot.
Yeah. We had actually, if you recall, we came back with this scheme after listening to the board's suggestion that we had so much room in the front, why not go out the front, so...
Right, you tried to go up first.
You're extending 28 inches, I want to get that right, because I think originally it said like 2 feet, so I want to make sure we have the correct numbers, so you're not, you don't get messed up in your building permits.
Yeah, let me get, let's go over here.
Because they're going to look at what we approve, and if it's not what it's really, what you're actually looking for, then...
Yeah, it's 2'4", so 28.
28.
28 inches?
Yep.
Item 11 of the application says 2 feet 6 inches.
Chris?
That helps.
So... You can say round to 30.
Can we just give them up to 30 inches in case there's a problem, they don't have to come back here again?
That's true. Not to exceed...
That's the last thing we need is for them to come back over another inch.
Not to exceed 30 inches.
30, yeah.
I wish I had 95 feet in front of my house.
You do. 95 inches almost.
95 feet.
Anything, I know.
That's true.
That's all we have, I think.
Any questions from the board members?
No, it sounds like it.
This is a no-brainer. Not if, is there anyone in the public that has a question or a statement about this application?
Yep, there you go.
Don't do it, Mr. Lefcourt.
It all started here.
Since there's no one in the public that has a question or a statement, any discussion from the board or a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the application.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Lucio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Councilman?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Best of luck.
Congratulations.
Really appreciate it. So you have a piano room?
Well, we're going to.
Hey.
Well, we have a piano. My father-in-law is going to come with us here, which is why we need the elevator.
That's right.
He has a piano that was his mother's.
His mother's.
Oh, wow.
So it's a family heirloom, so he needs to go where he goes.
Kind of like living your life for your stuff, the piano.
Yeah.
That's my ultimate dream, to have a room with a piano.
Well, you'll have to come visit.
I was just going to say.
I don't think you can offer that at the meeting where they approve.
That's right.
That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Make sure you build the house high enough.
Yeah.
Our piano floated out.
I think you can come over and play mine. Nobody plays it. It's just furniture.
I swear to God, that rose was my dream.
I have a baby.
Have a Steinway grand piano and a room just for it.
My dream was to know how to play a piano.
Yeah, me too. I never did it. I got the piano, never learned how to play it.
On to board review of the new ordinance, number 10-2018.
So essentially, all this is correcting typographical errors that were in the previous ordinance, whereas we had already changed it to 3 feet of freeboard, but in some places it still only said two.
Right.
So that's what it's changing. And also because of CRS, apparently, is what I'm being told, CRS does not want we have, for whatever reason, I never fully understood it. We have the flood ordinance and we also have the land use ordinance, and there's a flood section of the land use ordinance which duplicates exactly what's in the flood ordinance. And CRS was not happy with that because I guess it's prone to causing too much confusion if one gets amended and the other one doesn't get amended at the same time. So now what we're changing it to is simply that the deleting the land use portion of the flood ordinance and just simply referring directly to the flood ordinance.
That makes sense.
So we don't have to constantly change everything at the same time in both ordinances.
Right. Well, on your first thing, the section three.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
Front page.
I gotta find the ordinance.
Oh, here.
Who's C on?
Was there a typo?
I think it shouldn't it be equaling or exceeding? Here you go.
What does it say?
Equally. I think that's what I think it's.
Excuse me, newbie here. What's CRS?
CRS is a community rating system. That's the, you want to be in it. The higher you are, the more your flood insurance goes down.
So commuting rating system as in regard to flood
yes.
insurance.
It's yes, FEMA, it's a FEMA-backed program. So everyone in Seabright, we were not in it, and then we our staff did a tremendous amount of work, and we got approved, and we were brought in at level six. And the majority of municipalities in the state of New Jersey are level seven, so we're above them. We were incredibly fortunate, so we're trying to maintain that six, if not work our way down. One would be the best. You'd want,
that helps
you want
our rating
one.
On flood insurance
yes.
and our insurance.
So we, so everyone in town automatically gets 20% off their flood insurance as a result of being a level six CRS rating.
Yay, now we have to do something with the school tax.
So yeah, when would that?
Back to June, October 1st.
You actually get paid?
October 1st. Mm-hmm. It should automatically appear as a reduction on your insurance bill, and if it doesn't, you should talk to your insurance agent, because it should. Everyone should have it on their off their bill. The elevation of service water resulting from the flood that has a 1% chance of equally or exceeding. Yeah, it should be
equaling, right?
Yeah, equaling. It should. Candace, can you just make a note of that and tell Chris that there's just a typo in the order. There's just a typo.
Yeah, you
right
can
there.
Give her that.
Yeah.
Yep,
so that word should not be equally. It should be equaling.
So when would that 20% have shown up on your flood?
October 1st. But whatever, I don't know when your renewal is.
This year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when it hit. So just check your
flood.
Yeah.
The 26th of September.
Let's keep the same fence, we're about to exceed it.
I don't know if that's true.
You still affect your bill.
It was the same.
Yeah, it wouldn't have shown up on September, it wouldn't have shown up in September, but talk to your insurance agent and see what it says. There should be a reduction or a credit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's effective as of.
Right.
A refund of part of.
Yeah.
It's a back retro, yeah.
Yeah, refund of pretty much all of it.
Right.
They only issue those once a year annually, though, I don't know if they modify them.
But I would think they do, I would think they would.
Yeah, they should.
So we should make a motion to send a letter to the governing body that we approve that.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for reminding us.
Okay, Mr. Cashmore?
Wow.
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Lucio?
Yes.
Mr. Duffy?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Ms. Bills?
Yes.
Ms. Wright?
Yes. Candace has a wonderful pace with the names. Good job, Candace. Moving right through those names, I love it. My eyes were closed that time, come on, good job.
Since there, is there anyone in the public that would like to be heard this evening?
Is there anyone?
I love that kind of public.
Is there any other business before the board this evening?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. And that is a record, 7:59.
Good job, wow.
It's all you, Candace.
Game on, Candace.
Yeah, but not with two, kind of two.
Just a quick offer.
Yeah.
Good job, welcome.
Thank you.
Our next meeting's on the 13th of November.
I'm sorry, it's all the other one that night? It's all the other one that night?
No, the other's on.
Is that the only one?
No, we had to squash another little application on for pool and deck.
All right, so I'll be here.
Hirsch.
Okay.
Candace, do you want to see if this?
We have issue that.
I don't need anything.
Either Dave or I can sit on moving.
The last time they appointed Bob Knotts to chair it.
Okay. Yeah, we survived it.
We'll just do a vote, he just tells us.
Tell him.
If anybody was absent for the first Mondiando hearing, you know, we have a transcript of the third one. So we have
He's renoticed.
Renoticing.
I think he did renotice.
It's like a new application?
I think it's new, and he changed the plans, didn't he?
He just sent the site plans, we got them today.
I'm gonna start over on that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You wanted to renotice?
He did renotice.
Yeah, he renoticed and then we just didn't, you know.
Yeah, no.
We're seeing them, yeah.
You don't have to listen to the first meeting, because this is a brand new application.
Okay.
Right.
And I just want to mention, there's a recording of the meeting if anybody, you know, wants to put a vote on it next time, if you were absent.
No, she's saying you don't need to.
No, no.
It's a whole new application.
It's a brand new application.
I'm trying to be so helpful.
Because he's redone his notices and his plans.
Brand new.
I think it's a brand new application.
Thank you.
That you don't have to listen to the prior meeting.
Very long.
Yes.
But interesting.
Do you have a transcript available, the last one, Candace?
I did. Interesting, I read it. I wanted to catch up.
See, were you having insomnia?
Something happened, yes.
You need a little, put yourself to sleep, reading material.
I'm getting him from Chicago, actually, in the morning last night.
Oh, did you?
The importance of the polarity.
Nah, I'm good.